Check a news. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 29 grade, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela 32.
Sandton all the way through the Buccleuch interchange, then northbound to Samrand is slow. The R55 up past Olivenhout's Bosch, an absolute nightmare. Traffic lights all out in Centurion because of a power failure there. And the N1 through Pretoria is slow from Boerta Avenue all the way to Savako Makgato.
In your sport headlines, the Stormers suffer a lock blow ahead of the Bulls clash this weekend, and Chelsea take on West Ham United in a Premiership London derby.
In Johannesburg, die uitvoerende burgemeester Dada Morero gesê die eerste fase van herstelwerk aan Lillian Ngoyi straat in Johannesburg Middestad behoort teen die einde van Augustus voltooi te wees. Hy sê hulle is reeds 15% wat vordering betref aan herstelwerk. Nou die straat is beskadig in 2023 terwyl 'n metaangas ontploffing onder die pad 1 persoon is dood en 41 is beseer.
We are committed to ensuring by Akas deliver it, and we want to reaffirm to the people of Johannesburg that come 2025 August, the road will be functional.
Hy sê fase 2, wat dan nou meer op versiering van die pad gerig is, behoort teen 2026 in Augustus voltooi te wees. In Ekurhuleni begin die spanning intussen tussen die metro en die diensteverskaffer Sintel daagliks toeneem. Die metro beplan om paaie te skei met die privaat diensteverskaffer. Die maatskappy voorsien padveiligheidsdienste en help om boetes te bestuur, maar die stad wil nou 'n digitale stelsel gebruik om koste te bespaar. Die metro se Moloko Monyepao sê agter dit gaan nie net oor geld nie.
This thing started 6 years ago where we said we're going to replace it. Unfortunately, there's collusion between internal people and some of the service providers where they make life difficult for implementation of our own system.
Die minister van minerale hulpbronne Gwede Mantashe het intussen teruggekap na die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump en die beoog om befondsing aan Suid-Afrika te onttrek terwyl aan die wet op onteiening. Mantashe het die mynbou in Daba in Kaapstad toegespreek vandag en hy sê dis tyd dat Afrika eienaarskap moet neem in die groeiende vraag na minerale hulpbronne.
If they don't give us money, let's not give them minerals. But the reality is they take our minerals but say why we're throwing funding. No, we have minerals in the continent, and therefore we have something that we have. We're not just beggars.
Die hoofekonoom by Galileo Capital, Theo Foster, sê intussen dis moeilik om te bepaal wat Trump volgende gaan doen, veral wat die AGOA-ooreenkoms tussen Suid-Afrika en Amerika betref.
Nie kort nie lank is hierdie is nie goed vir Suid-Afrika nie, maar 'n soort van verwagting, dis wat hy gesê het voor die tyd, dis wat hy doen. Hierdie is deel van onderhandelingstaktiek. Die vraag gaan wees hoe ons hier gaan uitkom aan die ander kant.
'N bewolkte oggend en enkele middagreënbuie word voorspel in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Gauteng en Noordwes vanmôre. Pretoria 19:29, Johannesburg 18:28, Mbombela en Mahikeng 20:32 en Polokwane 18:31. Ek is Marlina Frischer, meer nuus om 7.
With Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in. Taking off your shirt, I did that once or twice.